Republican Representative John Shimkus of Illinois, chairman of the Subcommittee on Environment, opened the hearing. He acknowledged these chemicals pose health risks.
This hearing is about starting the dialogue on PFAS. It means taking stock of what the government knows about PFAS, what efforts to contain its contamination have promised, and what is preventing people from being helped with cleanup or avoid contamination of the air, soil, and water. It's time to figure out what can be done right now.
After several members of the scientific community testified, Clean Cape Fear co-founder Emily Donovan put a human face on the challenge.
Our state's leading PFAS toxicological researcher publicly stated that true impacts of Gen X may take years to become known because cancer takes its time to reveal itself in humans. I am here to testify that Wilmington and Fayetteville area residents are already showing signs of obscure and rare cancers, immune disorders, and diseases in populations far too young to pass off as normal. How many of your friends are battling cancer? I'm 41, and my friend Sarah is battling stage 3 colon cancer. My friend Tom has terminal brain and bone cancer. My friend Kara, an Operation Iraqi Freedom veteran, has stage 3 breast cancer and had her gallbladder stop working. My friend Margaret has a rare bone cancer, and my friend Robert has leukemia and bladder cancer. And my own husband had a benign brain tumor and almost lost his eyesight. I'm frightened. We already know testicular cancer is on the rise in our region.
The hearing also sought to define what federal agencies are currently doing about contamination, what more the Environmental Protection Agency can do, and setting lower safe level numbers for PFAS compounds. A Senate committee will take up the issue on September 26th. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.